3 Nephi chapter 29. In this chapter, then, he gives as a sign of the time when the Israel will be gathered. He says that that you may know that this has occurred when the sayings of the Book of Mormon go forth. And notice the word he uses, sayings. The meaning of the word sayings is that it will be sent out throughout the land by spokesmen, meaning in the wisdom of the Lord, it says that he will send prophets and spokesmen into the land. Now, this is in contrast to him sending out the missionaries to deliver the Book of Mormon. They have rejected the written word, so now he will send it out by his spokesman. And when he sends out the words of the Book of Mormon through his spokesman throughout the land, then you may know, and when you hear these things being broadcast throughout the land, then you may know that he is at this time already gathering his people to their land. Now, the important thing here to note is that the gathering of his people, if you are his people, will have occurred by the Spirit. And you will have already went to the Lord and told him and desired to follow him, and the Spirit had already began to gather you when he then sends these prophets out. Indeed, these prophets will come from the people who have already been gathered, and that's why you will know that the gathering has already began to take place. And he saith, for that when it comes at that time, that you had better not spurn it, which means if you deny Christ and his works at that day, meaning that when these men come, they will come with the power of God and Christ, and they will do mighty works among you. And if you deny their words and their works at that time, then you will be burned up. In verse 6, he's talking that that these men will come revealing the Book of Mormon, and that they will have prophecy, and they will have other gifts and tongues and healing power. They'll have all the mighty power of God. And if you deny them and you say, no, Christ has already did his work, Christ has already brought forth the Book of Mormon, then you are in error, because the Book of Mormon was brought forth in the written word, and it was rejected. And as it said in the beginning of the bringing forth of the Book of Mormon, that then he would prepare a spokesman. And therefore a spokesman and other prophets will come forth to testify this word to the people. And so therefore, in a sense, it is a second chance unto the Gentiles. And when you receive it in that manner, if you reject it then off was your state. And please study in your mind the Book of Mormon, and you'll notice that that is the way that the Lord always delivered his word to the people to give them their final chance, is by the prophets or by the word of mouth. And that will be the last chance. And when you see that amongst you, you may know clearly that his work in fulfilling the covenant and the creation of Zion has already begun.